Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 21 of the 90 Day Challenge to Grow podcast business. In this video, in this episode, in this live stream, we are going to be talking about the action that I've taken today and how I've learned from it, how I'm learning from it, and how it's positioned me differently to be patient as a podcast business owner. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what's been going on, why it's been going that way, and the biggest thing that I've been learning so far. First, I want to show a podcast trailer that I did with a gentleman last week. And we put the trailer together, and I want to show the trailer because the trailer is pretty cool. It's pretty unique. And let me get 1 second. I'm going to share my screen right quick. Okay, hold on. Let me see. Okay, hold on. First, I got to figure out how to do that. Hold on. Share screen. Oh. There we go. Let's see if he plays.
The Empower Conference, for me, it birthed out of a couple of things. I'm always about how can I pour into somebody else. Curious people change the world. You can't let this leave and go back to your routine. Now you have to deal with this. I didn't even bring up the topic. I'm not going to bring it up now. I just said, I'm not going to talk about that. But what I am going to talk about is how we can love one another. You have to research what's already there in order to find, wait a minute, I don't see anything in this space because there's something in you that doesn't exist anywhere else.
Does failure is knowledge mean to you?
Failure is knowledge is taking the things that didn't go right and learning from them to make them go well.
Okay. Let me come back to the screen. Let me stop sharing that. Alrighty. There was a podcast that I did a week ago, and then the trailer came out today. Then the actual podcast is going to be released, if not Wednesday, probably Friday. Nonetheless, I think I understand more about what I'm doing, or I'm gaining a better understanding, and what today work consists of. It was more so of me just building upon the last 21 days. And as I'm building upon the last 21 days, there are so many different things that I'm learning. Let me get my pen and notebook out. Get my pen and notebook out because this was gonna be a good one. This is gonna be a good one. All right, so let me come back and share my screen right quick. Now I gotta. There we go. So now I gotta figure out how to take it out. Okay, so there we go. All right. There we go. All right, so now that I got it set up now, there we go. ERT.
So
let me go ahead and come back to the screen. All right, there we go. So for those of you that's listening, I'm just writing everything that I'm talking about at this point. And so for day 21. Okay, now that I understand, I mean the podcast business, I'm drawing a little picture for the microphone. Podcast business. Okay, while putting this stuff together today, like I don't know how things start making sense, but when I was reaching out to different people and I'm coming on different posts or whatever the case is, it was like, wait, I'm not just a podcast business. No. I'm a podcast business that create exposure or more visibility for business owners to have more customers, learn more about their products and services and so on and so forth. When it hit me today, I was like, wait, I'm not just in the podcast business. I'm in the advertising business. I'm in the promotion business. I'm in a place where people come onto the platform and they promote what they are doing. And I'm like, wait, what the mess? So the podcast is a form of promotion. It's a form of promotion. What does that even mean? It means as people are coming on, spotlighting their business, they're promoting what they do, who they serve, how they go about doing it. And for some reason, today it just made a lot more sense, especially when I was putting the trailer together, as I was editing out and it came out to be what it is now. I was like, wait, this whole time I've been in business, but I didn't know I was in business because I thought I was just having a conversation. It blew my mind. Like, there's no way I've been doing this for this long and didn't even recognize what I was doing. I didn't even recognize what I was doing. I just was enjoying having conversations with people. I was not only having conversations with people, but bringing a side out of them that a lot of people don't get to see. The stories that they share, the comfortability, the lessons that they share. In reality, they're not only promoting their business, they're building relatability with my audience. And I was like, oh my God. I've been in the podcast business just the last half decade. On the contrary, I just didn't know I was doing business. I didn't know it was called business. I just thought it was called conversation. And so it gave me a different perspective. I was like, wait, I've been doing it this whole time. And now that I understand what I'm doing, as I'm doing it more often, everything is starting to make sense now. Not only is podcasting a form of promotion. And what is promotion? Promotion. I'm just going to put promote. And I'm going to actually look up the definition of promote. So promote definition. Okay, definition of promote is further the progress of something, especially cause, venture, or aim. Support, actively encourage. Okay, I'm going to read the next one. Advance or raise someone to a high position or rank. Hold on. Simple. I'm going to put simple. Simple. Okay. To promote means to help something grow, increase, or become more popular. like a product or an idea, or to raise someone to a higher position or rank, like in a job or school. So the type of promotion we are talking about is the first one is to help someone grow, increase, or become more popular, like an idea or a product. And I just remembered a while ago, excuse me, as I was trying to figure out what I was doing, I was promoting something. And the something that I was promoting was myself. But I just didn't recognize I was promoting something. I didn't know, I didn't understand that, okay, you don't just have a podcast. No. Let me draw out what you actually have. Like, and it started, hold on, I'm gonna draw it right here. To promote is to bring awareness. So, promote, bring awareness. So you have me. I'm gonna put me. And let's just say let's just use a real life example. My YouTube channel is now 0 subscribers. Or 3. Let's just keep it simple. I have 0 subscribers. And if I want to grow this platform, if I want to make a difference, if I want to connect with people, this number 0, which means nobody is following me, don't nobody know who I am, don't nobody know what I speak about, don't nobody know who I am, okay, there's going to be some work for this promotion to go out. Not only promotion or to bring awareness, I have to get people to learn more about me. Okay. Let's break it down a little bit further. Let's break it down a little bit more. Hold on. Okay, let's break it down a little bit further, right? Let's just say me, and just use me as an example. Me, 0 followers. There we go, 0 followers. But if I have a podcast business and I'm promoting other people's businesses, then something is going to have to be there than just a podcast. In reality, if you really look at it, a podcast creates, here we go, a platform. And what do you mean by platform? Platform is a place where people can go and promote their business. Let's think of the news. If you go to the news station, they're talking about the channels, they're talking about the weather. They could talk about what's happening in sports. They could talk about what's happening in the local area. Shout out to the Buccaneers. I think they won yesterday. And in addition to that, they're not only talking about or bringing awareness to something that a lot of people don't know. Moreover, they're explaining or they're showing highlights, or they're giving it a recap. You see, a camera is more than just a camera. A microphone is more than just a microphone. When you put them together, you have a podcast. You are increasing the amount of people, the amount of awareness that people understand about this program, product, or business. But why is that important? Here's what I recognize. I just didn't have a podcast. I had a place where people can come and explain what they do, why they go about doing it, and their why behind it. My thing was, I didn't understand that's what I was doing until I recognized the business spotlight. It spotlighted the business owners' stories and how they got started with this business. But see, The platform is a place for people to go. And I'm going to say, this is the stage right here. I'm on top of the stage. Let's just say right here, this is my community. In reality, I'm going to be with my community as well. But for this illustration, The platform is when guests, let's just say podcast guests, gets brought onto stage. This is the stage. This right here is a stage. Or in other words, opportunity for more awareness. Why is that important? Because what I recognize about the Failures Knowledge Podcast is that it is a stage. It is a platform. It is a place for others to come share their stories so my audience or new audience can learn more about their why behind the reason why they do it. And I didn't understand. I was creating a stage for people to come. I was creating a platform for people to come and share their stories. I was creating an opportunity for business owners to spotlight their story. I didn't even know I was going to talk about this, but I'm glad I'm talking about it because it's really mind-blowing. I've been doing this for a half a decade. I've been creating a platform for others to come and share their stories, but I never recognized it was called a platform. I never recognized it was called a stage. I never recognized it was called an opportunity for new people to learn more about their business. I just thought it was for fun. I just thought podcasting was fun. Well, at least I'm learning how to ask questions. At least I'm learning how to listen. At least I'm learning how to communicate with people. And I never knew I was in business. I never understood I was in the podcast business. I never recognized it. And here's why I'm emphasizing on this and I wanted to like teach upon it. It's because to promote something that you're doing, you have to understand what you are doing. And I start to recognize, I said, hold on, I didn't even recognize that I was already promoting the podcast. I just thought it was like a cool slogan, a cool saying that failure is knowledge. And then I proceed to explain why failure is knowledge. And then I give stories behind why failure is knowledge. You see, there's so many different things that I was doing that I wasn't understanding. I was implementing until I start to recognize that, wait, hold on. I'm not just learning about business. I'm not just going to these different business communities and veteran communities to learn more about business. No. I'm going to these different places to understand how to make better, how to enhance, or how to improve the stage that I already have. And I was like, oh my goodness. I think I figured it out. It's not the fact that the platform wasn't a platform, or the stage is not a stage, or it was a word that I used. The stage platform or the podcast was not a place where others can come. How do you make a business behind the podcast? See, that was my biggest struggle. That's what I've been trying to figure out for quite some time. Was that it's not just about podcasting and having a conversation and promoting other people. No, like it's not how you have a business. How you have a business is that you recognize how you serve others, how you help others. And then since you're in business, shout out to, I did a podcast with him, Dr. Russ, and he explained, he said, when you get into business, you're getting into business to make money. You're getting into business to make money so that way what you're doing can grow. And now it makes sense. Like, it's not just about the conversation. It's not just about the podcast. It's not just about the platform. In addition to that, it's about bringing awareness to a business that's being promoted. Why does that matter? Why does awareness even matter? And I'm going to explain this right quick, that awareness is key. Now, awareness is key. Awareness is key. Oh, man. Awareness is key. Let me tell you why awareness is key. Oh, I won't even share my screen right here. Awareness is key. Awareness equals opportunity. Opportunity. Spell opportunity wrong, what? And what this means is that if no one knows about the Failures Knowledge Podcast, the Failures Knowledge Podcast won't be a platform. The Failures Knowledge Podcast won't be a stage. The Failures Knowledge Podcast will just be a podcast. But then I start to recognize, I said, oh, I'm doing something different. I'm doing something wrong. So then when I go to different places and I'm learning about business, I didn't know that video creation or podcasting or content creation could be a business. And so when I recognized it can be a business, I said, wait, I've been doing business this whole time. I just didn't recognize I was already in business. See, I want to share something with you right quick. Hold on. So, since I've been doing business for some time, it's like, what am I doing wrong? I watched this video with this guy named Alex Hormozy, and it was like, the title of it was Sell to the Rich. And he, in the video, he explained how, what'd he say? He said a media company came to him, and it was like, that they want to start making money from their platform. And he asked, Alex Hormozy proceed to ask the media company or the people that was doing, like, excuse me, content creation or creating stages for people. He said, are you selling anything? And when he said that in the story that he shared, I asked myself, what am I selling? I'm not, I just have a place for people to come. But what am I offering? What am I giving? What am I selling? What am I helping with? It was like, oh, you have to figure out how you can serve people. Not only serve people, but make money from a way that you help others. You can help a lot of people. But if you don't have nothing to sell, you're not in business. So shout out to Dr. Russ. Shout out to Alex Hormozy. I haven't met Alex Hormozy, but I met Dr. Russ. And in addition to that, I start to figure out, I'm like, what do I need to sell? What can I sell? What can I sell? What can I sell? What is selling? What are you selling? And during that time, I'm like, what are you selling? I made a podcast a couple weeks ago about what are you selling? What are you selling? And I didn't know that I can sell the stage that I'm creating, that I can promote what I'm doing, and I can make money from the platform that I'm creating. It wasn't until I started reading these different books, going to different business events, going to different places, and I'm starting to see, like, wait, hold it. These people got something to sell. They can sell tickets. They can sell tickets. They can sell clothes. They can sell programs. They can sell experiences. But figuring out what you sell. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. Let me say this with some. Figuring out what you sell is the biggest challenge there is. Because if you don't recognize what you're selling, you're not selling anything. You're just having a conversation. You just got your camera and you're recording for fun. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but at the end of the day, you're in business. If you have a camera, I have another camera right here. In fact, this was my second camera that I had. This camera is still good. I use it to this day. But I didn't recognize that I can charge to create a platform for others to come onto. This whole time I was building the Failures Knowledge Podcast, I was creating a stage. The whole time I was creating the Fairies Knowledge Podcast, I was creating a place for people to come and spotlight their story so people can learn more about their business and understand that why. I just thought I was having a conversation. So I want to come on here and just really explain that you have something in you. It's not the fact that there's nothing in you. What you're doing to create a business around what you're doing, you have to understand the language behind business. You have to offer something. You have to sell something. You have to be okay with saying, hey, for the business spotlight package, it's $1,997. But I have to get to a point where I'm talking about it more, where I'm promoting it more, where I'm putting it out there more. Because if I don't put it out there, I'm not in business. And I said, wow, there's some things that you can learn from experience. That's why the slogan failure is knowledge, because you have to really be willing to fail to understand what you're doing wrong. I still failing to this day. I had to fail so many times to recognize the lessons that I haven't discovered in order for me to understand that there's something that I can grow into. There's something I'm not understanding. But there's something that I'm already doing. So I wanted to come over here. I wanted to share that message. Because one thing that stops a lot of business owners from succeeding is that they don't understand the business that they're in. I'm not just in the podcast business. I'm not just talking about podcasts. I'm not just having a conversation with other people and getting to know them. No. I was trying to figure out why people were saying yes to coming onto a podcast. Oh, they say yes to an opportunity. Oh, they say yes to a stage. Oh, they say yes to them sharing their story. They say yes to promoting their business. I said, oh, man. It's some things that you don't recognize, but when you recognize, you start to understand that you are really growing. So, let me know your in the comments your biggest takeaway on how to understand the business that you are in, and for you to start selling stuff. Let me know your biggest takeaway from that. I love to really love to engage with it. And next time for tomorrow, for day 22, we're going to be talking about the work that I did today, talking about the numbers. I did a podcast episode a couple days ago about tracking your numbers, documenting your numbers, and so on and so forth. And I'm going to elaborate on that the following video. So tomorrow, that's what my goal to do, is to really build upon like what I'm talking about the day before and so on and so forth. And so this has been great. Let me know your biggest takeaway on identifying a business that you are in. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. And if you're struggling to spotlight your story so people can learn more about your business and understand your why, shoot me a message. I would love to see how we can help you spotlight your business with confidence. Until then, my friends, I'll see y'all next time. That was actually pretty good.